Weather extremes have become more common in recent years, from bitter cold temperatures that may have led to a huge number of migrant bird deaths to a level of pressure reported at London's Heathrow Airport that was the highest official value for that area in 3 centuries of record keeping. And now Mongolia may enter the climate record books for the highest surface air pressure ever recorded. ASU professor and climatologist Randy Cervini coordinates the World Meteorological Organization's evaluation of climate extremes. He's looking into the Mongolia numbers and is with me. Randy, can you explain what this sort of high barometric pressure means and then what it does?
Well, the interesting thing that is involved with pressure is that to get those numbers that you see on television, we actually have to use mathematical equations. The values that we see on television are the pressure that we would have if we were at sea level. Now, the problem with that is that the places in Mongolia are definitely not at sea level. So what we have to do is we have to take those values and compute as if they were at sea level.
So I want to remind listeners, you and I have talked many times over the years, Randy, but it usually includes questions like, Randy, what's the monsoon going to be like? But you've also looked in the weather and climate records for a long time. How much does this particular event, this particular thing intrigue you, even based on what you said about making sure the calculations make sense?
The intriguing thing is that it's helping meteorological science. I mean, we're looking at a pressure that is in Mongolia. If we put it into inches of mercury, like you normally hear on the evening news, that is going to be a pressure of 32.31 inches. I mean, our normal pressures that we have here in Phoenix are usually on the order of about 30 inches of mercury. So this is a really, really high pressure. And the way that we get those really high pressures, we found out, is that you need to have incredibly cold conditions. That the temperatures in Mongolia that produce that incredible high pressure were on the order of 47 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. So they need incredibly cold temperatures. Plus a very high elevation. And those two things link to create very high pressure.
There are a number of oddities we've seen around the world. And one of the topics that comes to mind when that occurs is climate change. Does this occurrence in Mongolia indicate that, or could it lead to something else?
It is definitely an anomaly. And this is one reason why we set up our listing, our archive of weather and climate extremes, because in order to understand climate change, we need to know how extreme is our climate and then be able to chart how those extremes are changing over time. So this particular record that we had that we're now investigating in Mongolia exceeds the last time that they had this kind of a pressure, which was all the way back in 2004. So we have had quite a long time since we've actually exceeded this kind of value. Now, whether this is linked to climate change and what that would have to do with various other things, that's a bit of a gray area. Where the idea here is that Mongolia, the high pressures in Mongolia are probably linked to some extreme local conditions, that they are at such high elevations and they were experiencing such cold temperatures that those two things combined to create this very, very high pressure. But what high pressure can do is create the chance for winds when you link it to low pressure far away. So one of the things that we noticed this last week, because of this very high pressure that we had in Mongolia, we actually had one of the lowest pressure storms, one of the most intense storms that we've seen in quite some time, hitting Alaska in the last few days. And that's probably the direct result of having such high pressure located over Siberia.
When you follow up on something like this that is an anomaly, can you take me through some of the process in terms of what you do and what you're thinking about that may help you determine just how significant this is or whether it is potentially just a one-off?
Yeah, that's actually one reason why we set up this whole World Meteorological Organization listing of climate extremes, because prior to our having this archive set up, the only people that were charting extremes were people like the Guinness Book of World Records. And while they do a good job, they aren't as scientific as we would like to be. So one of the things when we are examining a new record is I immediately get in contact with the people actually at site. So actually just a few minutes ago, I was chatting with a person, the head of their the Mongolian Weather Service, and we were in the process of obtaining the exact raw data, the exact records that we're going to be using to find out whether the equipment was operating correctly, whether the there were some oddities about how the measurements were made. We're going to be looking at exactly how the measurements were made so that we can very precisely say, yes, this did occur, or we can say, no, something happened and there was a faulty equipment maybe or something. But we need to get the exact measurements. And so I am in contact with the people in Mongolia, and we're in the process of doing that right now, actually.
Randy, finally, what goes through your veins whenever there is some kind of weather or climate record, because you're so passionate about this?
Well, I got to admit, when we first started this project, and we started all the way back in 2007, I figured that we would be looking at a potential new record of something maybe once every couple years or so. I currently have four ongoing investigations, everything from this high pressure to high temperatures that occurred in Antarctica to even potentially new lightning measurements of the exceeding the longest duration and the longest length lightning record. So this has gotten to be something that is happening on a almost monthly basis that we're examining new records. And that tells us something about climate as well, that if we exceed these climate extremes more and more frequently, that is a good indication that our climate is changing.
Randy Cervini, climatologist and professor at ASU. He also coordinates the World Meteorological Organization's evaluation of climate extremes, and there may have been one in Mongolia recently. Randy, thanks very much. Good to talk with you.
My pleasure. My pleasure.